大家早晨。
Good morning, everyone.
如果你是一个网球或者足球 soccer 的波迷的话
，If you are a fan of soccer or football or tennis.
今日有两场是很重要的决赛要举行。
Today there is two matches that are very important, two finals. So the one who wins will become the champion. So everyone, their fans will celebrate with them. But today as we come to church, it is also a very important day. We are here to celebrate. We celebrate that Jesus has resurrected and he is victorious. We are happy and here we are singing and celebrating. We are here saying that we are putting our hope on Jesus Christ. Because Jesus is our hope. Let us start with a word of prayer. Dearly Father, we give you thanks. There are many changes within our world. There's left turn and right turns. And we turn up and we turn down. And sometimes we don't even know where we are turning to. We are lost and we are hopeless. But you are the God that gives hope. Because you hold everything in your hands. You teach us through your word, the Bible. So today we ask you to be with us. Whether we are preaching or translating. Whether we are here to listen. May the Spirit open our hearts so that we can come together receive your word. Pray all these things in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
是啊，冇错，人生会有好多嘅转捩点。
Yes, indeed, there are many turning points within our lives.
这转捩点会带到俾我哋会有好多嘅重要嘅改变。
These turning points will bring in our lives many changes.
包括我哋移民嚟美国啦。
Including if you have immigrated to the United States.
或者你啲细路离家开始上大学啦。
Or perhaps your child is now leaving home for college.
或者你进入一个空巢期。
Or maybe you're empty nested.
父母年老的时候我们需要 去照顾他。
Or your parents are old, you need to take care of them.
或自己又开始退休了。
And maybe you are retiring.
或者确诊有癌症。
Or you were diagnosed with cancer.
有些来到是没有预兆的。
And these things are unexpected.
来到的时候都不在我们的掌握的当中。
It is not within your grasp.
有些有些或者是我们人做一个决定的后果。
Some of these are consequences of our decisions.
很多时候这些改变就带给我们心里就很多的忧虑和恐惧。
And these changes will bring to us many worries and depression.
有孤单甚至有怀疑。
To loneliness and also doubt.
在圣经和创世纪一开始就记载了很多这样的故事。
The Bible from the very beginning has written many of these stories.
尤其刚刚我们讲过的约瑟的故事。
As we have just spoke about the story of Joseph.
这个故事就讲明得虽然我们都在一个试炼的里面。
So the story tells us that even though we are in the testing,
但是神都有他的计划。
But God has his plan.
所以我们人在这里平面看来好像很多很混乱很多方向的短窄的时候。
And if we are looking just on the surface, we think that there are many, directions and many choices.
但是就为了要神
But to go to where God wants us to go, so all that we are experiencing today is necessary. And last time we talked about Moses, that he almost drowned in a river. But God used Pharaoh's daughter through her hands to preserve the life of Moses. So that Moses was able to grow up in the palace. And this seems to be a very good preparation. To help and nurture a future leader. Isn't it so? And good leader needs to be to have strength and talents. The scripture says that Moses was
a beautiful and
beautiful and handsome.
And
we must assume that as he grew up, he became even more handsome and powerful. And he was strong enough to beat to death the Egyptian. In Acts chapter
7,
verse
22.
Here is in Acts, it says that Moses was instructed in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and he was mighty in his words and deeds. Egypt was one of the most strong nations at that time. They had the biggest library, they had the biggest universities. And living in the palace, he received one of the most privileged of life. But Moses never forgot who he was. He knew that he was an Israelite. And he calls the Israelites, the slaves who were there, he calls them brothers and countrymen. So him being an Israelite probably was not a secret. Perhaps when he was nurtured by his own mother until he was five, may have taught him these things. She must have taught him about the history of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, about his heritage. They not only told him of his heredity, she also taught him his belief. That his identity was a chosen person of God. She taught him that there's a God who had the covenant with them. How God has protected them. In Genesis chapter 15, verse 13, let hear me read it.
当时神对,
here, at this time, God was speaking to Abraham.
他预言他们要寄居在别人的地,
God foretold to Abraham that keep for certain that your offsprings will be sojourners in a land that is not theirs, and they will be servants there, and they will be afflicted for 400 years. And Moses knew the scripture, and he says that that 400 years is almost coming to an end. So when Moses was 40 years old, he had a desire to go out to look at the burdens of his fellow brothers. He wants to see what is going on among his people. And when he saw what was going on, it brought upon him a change, a turning point. And when he saw his own brother, an Israelite, being mistreated by an Egyptian, and he did what was told us to us in Acts chapter 7. Let me read it to you. And seeing one of them being wrong, he defended the oppressed man and avenged him by striking down the Egyptian. And to avenge the person, he killed the Egyptian. If he felt that as if he was sent by God to save the Israelites from the Egyptians. But this decision did not bring the result that he wanted. Why? And you see by his action what he's really thinking in his heart. And the Moses, who lived in the palace for 40 years, he has probably never experienced the difficulties of life. He had good food and comfort, and whatever he wanted, he got. And just like us today being in America, we who live in America today is the most fortunate than most of the world. At this moment, perhaps whatever you want, you could probably go and buy. Especially those who were born in the United States. Because of the hard works of the previous generation, so today they are able to accept the higher education. And their self-confidence is increased. And also our heart to worship God has increased. And here we see
the pride of Moses.
Oh, here we see the pride of Moses. He has all these things that he held in his hands. But there he did not depend on God. He didn't wait upon God. He didn't use the way of God to solve the problem that at hand. He did not allow others to see that God was present. To help to avenge his brother is good. He didn't have to use such a force as to kill him. He looked left and right, he thought that no one is watching. He even buried the body in the sand. He thought that doing this can hide his shame and guilt.
佢嘅子民嘅方法。
But this is not the way that God wants to save His people.
啊，喺以後嘅歷史嘅裏面。
In the future history,
但是公开的那个将会的大能和荣耀
God expressed and reveals his great power and wisdom.
他在那里带领他的子民出埃及
He leads his people out of Egypt.
难怪摩西连他自己的弟兄在他自己的弟兄当中都失去了这个信服力
No wonder he lost the respect from even his own brothers.
啊，今日嘅经文第十四节。
Today in the scripture, as we read verse 14,
佢哋话谁立你作我们的首领和审判官呢？难道你要杀我，像杀那埃及人吗？哇！摩西便惧怕，佢话呢件事必至被人知道了。第十五节，法老听见呢这件事就想杀摩西。但是摩西躲避法老逃往米甸地方居住
So in verse 14 his own brother says Who made you a prince and judge over us? Do you mean to kill me as you killed the Egyptian? Then Moses was afraid and thought Surely the things is known When Pharaoh heard of this He sought to kill Moses But Moses fled from Pharaoh And stayed in the land of Midian
其实你看到吗其实摩西他爱惜自己的生命多过爱他的弟兄同胞
Here you see that Moses loved his own life more than he loved his fellow brothers
他害怕失去了他的生命
He was fearful in the loss of his life
所以他逃跑了
So therefore he fled
真的很奇怪
It's strange
如果他那么怕死为什么他要打死那个埃及人呢
If he was so afraid of death why would he kill the Egyptian
他那么怕死
But he is so fearful.
啊，佢点样去做以色列人嗰个拯救者呢
？How can he be the savior of the Egyptians？
啊，唔怪得佢当时嘅行为唔能够俾神或者俾人去接纳。
So therefore, his actions was not acceptable to his own people and to God.
啊，佢喺米甸嗰度一住，又住咗另外四十年。
And he stayed in Midian for another 40 years.
啊。在那里他结婚他定居
There he settled down and got married
但他可能以为神不再去用他了
He thought that maybe God will not use him anymore
啊，而以色列人他继续在埃及受苦
The Egyptians remained and suffered in Egypt
或者以色列人老早已经将摩西这个人忘记了
And perhaps the Israelites have already forgotten about Moses
摩西在这个转变里面是不是浪费了呢
So here in the turning point of Moses was it a waste
因为在人的眼里面摩西这个决定这个错误的决定知道他不能够继续留在这个王宫里面
So in the eyes of others what the action of Moses what he did prevented him from staying in the palace
连他自己人都不去认同 他就是那个拯救者
And his own people did not recognize him as their savior
他可能他第一他灰心失望了
So perhaps he was regretful and disappointed
可能他已经放弃了他本来是去侍奉神那个的心志
And perhaps he has given up his desire to serve God within his life
最近我看到一个新的名词
And recently I learned a new word
叫做躺平
Which is lying flat
躺平即是你躺平打躺平平了在这里
That is you are just lying flat
我们在今天这个社会的文化的里面信仰不会再走到终止
And therefore you are not within our knowledge will not advance in our society
我们人是用成功用这个成就 来定义一个人的价值
We determine a person's value by what he has accomplished
于是很痛的压力使到现在的年轻人感觉到很焦虑
So all this pressure is now falling upon the young people of today
他们坦诚自我的怀疑
And they have a doubt of their self-worth
当他们努力得不到这个回报的时候
So when their hard work does not reward them accordingly
这个挫败感使到躺平成为他们逃避的那条路
So this failure makes makes them lie down as a way of escape. And they will continue to doubt themselves. If they lost their social communication skills. And you see there are so many that are at home playing video games. Another person's reaction to this is that they may continue to change their environment. That this way they can find what their heart desires. They are seeking fulfillment and security. You see that they're always changing their jobs. They are always changing their friends. The third type of reaction from people. The first one we said is lying down. They've given up. The second one is they're constantly changing. The third response is that within them there are many anger and complaints. To other people. To their family, even to the church. And they would even be angry at God. So all these changes have now become a threat. And they don't understand how they are to appreciate what God has put around them. What kind of people are we? In verse 16-22, and here Moses being in Midian from his savior, Midian is a desolate place that is far from Egypt. But here God prepared a place of refuge for Moses. Aside from the first few years in Midian, Moses did not write about his experiences why he was in Midian. But the Bible tells us that he did not waste the 40 years he spent there. During this time, God was able to break him down and reconstruct him so that he can be used by God to bring the Israelites, God's people, out of Egypt. God had to break his pride and break his self-centeredness in a place that no one recognized him. He has no special privileges. And no one depended on him. No one even remembers who he is. No success, no value. He's like a useless person. And it is from there that we saw the suffering of his fellow man, the Israelites. He then understood what it means to be enslaved and to work hard and to lose hope. It is like when I first immigrated into the United States. As I arrived at a place that I don't know anything about, I did not have my families or my friends. And this loneliness and disappointment.
低調嘅時候。
So Moses in his lowest point of his life，
神就用佢呢個咁低調嘅時候。
God uses his low point in his life，
讓佢嘅心靈能夠向神嘅敞開。
To turn his spirit toward God and open his heart，
讓佢能夠謙卑嘅落嚟嘅。
So that he can humble himself before God.
喺嗰度慢慢嘅開始去揸緊神咗俾佢嘅應許。
There he held on the promises of God.
喺嗰度佢就開始即係點樣親近神，知道咩叫做平安。
In that place he drew closer to God and understand what was peace.
正如波特牧師所講。
And just as Paul, Pastor Paul Tripp says.
平安。唔係你離開你嘅嗰個困難有幾遠，而係離開我哋嘅神有幾近。
Peace is not how far you are away from your troubles, but how near you draw to God.
就仲係咁嘅樣。
Even if this was true,
第23同25節嗰度講到話，神仍然嘅繼續去工作同繼續去預備。
In verse 23 and 24, here God, the scripture tells us that God continues to work and prepare.
原本嗰個法老王死咗啦。
So now that the king of Egypt has died，
但係對以色列人嚟講，做個苦工並冇減少到。
But to the Israelites in Egypt, their hard work did not diminish。
佢哋嘆息佢哀求。
They still complained and complained。
但係嗰個拯救者，佢一啲個蹤跡都冇。
But this has their supposed savior has no, they didn't hear from him.
但係就喺呢一個個黑暗嘅裏面。
It is during this darkness，
讀者我哋讀者睇到有一個曙光喺裏面照出嚟。
And we see there is a light that comes from this place。
喺呢度嘅第24節咁講。
Here in verse 24 it tells us，
佢神聽見他們的哀聲，紀念。
Here in 24 says that God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham and with Isaac and with Jacob.
第25節他說，神看顧以色列人，也知道他們的苦情。
Here in verse 25, he says that God saw his people of Israel, and he knew of their suffering.
And here in verse 24 and
25, I see there are four different verbs.
Yeah.
Firstly, God heard and he remembers. God sees and he knows. And these are four active verbs.
神喺度睇见，神知道，神记得噶。
God was seeing, he knows and he remembers.
但系啊，主啊，仲有应该仲有几耐啊
？But God, how long？
就有40年，又一代嘅人过去啦。
And 40 years, another generation has passed.
神对佢哋嘅情况好，仍然好似保持沉默一样。Silent.
And God acted to their problem in silence.
沉默对我哋好多嚟讲系一啲都唔容易。
And to experience silence is not easy.
我哋个个好中意去计划好去安排好。
Every one of us like to be prepared and be prepared.
好要預先詳細嘅知道我要去嗰條路係應該嗰條路應該點樣行。
We need to know in advance which road I want to take。
我要掌握第一切先得，咁我心先至安心。
I need to have everything prepared, then I will feel safe。
但當呢啲準備唔係我哋預先咗計劃嘅時候
，And if things happen not according to our plans，
我哋就會好迷茫、好掹緊啦。
And then we will be confused and very aggravated。
喺邊度啊
？Where is it？
幾時啊
？When？
點算好咧
？What we gonna do？
點解係會咁嘅樣啊
？Why is it like this？
喺我當中沉默，神仍然保住佢個口沉默。
As we meditate, as in silence, as we listen to God's silence。
有一位天教徒嘅牧師 Samuel Rutherford 咁樣講
，A pastor Samuel Rutherford once said,
神的沉默是基督徒必须喝那个苦杯当中最苦的一个配料。
God's silence is a cup that Christian must drink. It is the most bitter ingredient of the cup. The cup is already bitter. And within this cup, the most bitterness is the silence. But the silence of God does not mean He has abandoned you.
而是一个有目的的行为,
but it is a purposeful action.
但是在沉默里面,很积极地去工作,
in his silence, God is diligently working.
虽然是常常都看不见,
even though you don't see it,
但神在那里将信徒
there in his silence, God is rescuing his people from worldly desires. To bring his people back to himself. To train them and to discipline their faith. And to lead them to an even better place of eternity. This is what the pastor said. The ways of God, the path of God, we may not understand. The ways of God is not necessarily your road. His ways are higher than your ways. His thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Because He is the all-knowing and all-powerful God. He is all sufficient and all wise. We can have a hope and faith to humbly come before His ways, including Moses. After the fall of Adam, mankind pursues three things. The first is to know who they are, to know themselves. So that they understand their own value. To protect himself and establish himself. These three things that is what mankind is seeking. Even though man knows there is a God, but they did not worship but honor God as God. But conversely, they will use other things to replace God. To replace God, to try to seek what they want to find.
虽然神给我们基督徒,
even though God has given Christians a new heart, so we will continue to use our own desires and we put it in the center of our own cup. So all the desires and results that we want to put our own pride, here it represents the cup of our hearts.
再冇咩任何空间去留翻俾神。
Until where this cup has no room for God。
但系我哋恩典嘅神并冇因此而放弃佢。
But our gracious God did not abandon us。
啊，冇放弃呢一个个杯。
God doesn't abandon this cup。
神冇去打或者将呢个杯去打烂。
God does not destroy the cup。
啊，神好有耐性嘅，直接每一个个转变。每一个个痛苦
God is patiently using every change and every hurt.
每一个低潮，每一个个失望嘅里面，将呢啲嘢去倒空。
In every low point and every disappointment, God is emptying the cup.
将呢个都倒空，或者洁净我哋呢一个个杯。
So that He cleanses the cup.
啊，让神，然后之后。让神佢自己去充满我哋。
And then he fills the cup with himself.
啊，就喺佢当中能够充满着神嘅恩典。
In that situation, in that instance, you will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
佢都充满神嘅慈爱同埋神嘅真理。
You will be filled with the love of God and His truth.
将呢啲充满，能够再充满喺我哋嘅里面。
He will fill himself within us。
但系神先至藉着呢个转每一个不断嘅转捩点，将我哋原本嘅嘢唔系属于神嘅嘢去攞开。
And God will continue to use different turning points to take away all these things。
圣经话我哋嘅身体系神嘅殿。
The Bible tells us that we ourselves are the temple of God。
系圣灵去居住嘅嗰个地方。
It is where the Holy Spirit dwells。
吓，但就神就去咁样去洁净我哋。
This is how God consecrates us。
好让圣灵去充满我哋嘅心。
So that the Spirit will fill our hearts。
能够顺服圣灵嘅去带领
，so that we will be obedient to the leading of the Holy Spirit。
带领我哋走过我哋要走嘅每一步
，to lead us in the way that we are to go。
好叫我哋能够安静等候神嘅里面
，so that in our time of silence as we wait for God，
能够专心嘅去仰望神
，that we can concentrate and focus upon Him。
我哋会为咗我旅行要阅读好多嘅资料关于呢个地方。
When we go on vacations。We study many materials to prepare us to go to that place.
啊，我哋喺生病嘅时候，我会做好多嘅关于男性呢个病嘅资料。
And when you're sick or you have cancer, you will study how to and all the research this how to heal yourself of cancer.
但系如果我哋唔喺嗰度去阅读神，去认识神。
But if we don't study God, if we don't know God.
唔喺圣经嘅里面去默想神嘅旨意。
And we don't meditate upon the will of God in the word of God.
我哋就真系好会浪费咗神俾我哋咗呢个经历。
We would indeed waste the experience that God has given us。
新约嘅作者用摩西今次嘅经历
，The Old New Testament author through the experience of Moses，
作为佢其中一位尽真伟人嘅见证
，has as
作为其中一位信心。
He has become a hero of faith in the Bible.
Yeah.
Then what is the change of Moses?
Hebrews chapter
11:24-27. And here he tells us that He understands his identity.
第一句讲第廿四节，佢话摩西因着信长大了，就不肯听为法老女儿之子，他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿暂时享受最终之乐。
And in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 24, it tells us that by faith Moses, when he was grown, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin.
第二，佢摩西呢个转变就知道佢自己最有价值、最宝贵嘅系乜嘢。
And secondly, through this trial, Moses understand what was the most precious thing in his life.
第廿六节佢讲，他看为基督受过凌辱。比埃及嘅財物更寶貴，因他想望所要得到嘅賞賜。
here, verse 26, he says he considered the reproach of Christ greater than the wealth than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward.
第三，佢摩西去渴慕佢得到嗰个永恒嘅保障。
And here in 27, he hears that Moses desire God's assurance.
第27节讲佢因着信就离开埃及，不怕王怒，因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见那不能看见的子。
27 says, by faith he left Egypt, not being afraid of the anger of the king or of his for he endured as seeing him who is invisible.
当人人都在追求他的身份、他的价值和他的保障的时候,
when people are pursuing their identity, their value, and their securities,
摩西知道他是神的子民,
Moses knew that he was a person of God.
他看最有价值的东西就是为基督的受苦,
and he understood the most valuable thing is to suffer for Christ.
他不怕失去了物质的丰富，他的地位，他的权力。
He was not afraid of losing the abundance of provisions, his wealth and his status.
他不怕失去了他的生命。
He was not afraid even to lose his life.
盼望那个永恒的主多过
The hope of God is greater than all of these things. He hopes that he will be saved from his sins. When Jesus came and when he was betrayed by his own people.
在十字架上他受到凌辱,
and on the cross he suffered humiliation.
当摩西他向前这样望的时候,
and when Moses was looking forward,
他自己经历到个拒绝和凌辱，比不上摩基督所受的。
The experience of rejection was not greater than that of Christ.
基督为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上边,
Jesus who took upon our sins and was nailed to the cross,
使我们不会再被定罪,
so that we will no longer be found guilty.
已经从罪里面得到释放,
we have already been rescued from our sins.
因着耶稣基督的复活，他拿走了我们对罪死亡的恐惧。
So and as through the resurrection of Christ, he has taken away the fear of death.
所以我们生命的目的不是希望在无痛无苦的里面安然度过。
So that the purpose of life is not just to live painless and without suffering.
就算是在痛苦的里面,
even in suffering, even if we were to suffer for Christ, God is revealing Christ through us. Those who are not afraid of death will live for Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹,
so therefore, brothers and sisters,
不要浪费了每一个临到我们身上的试验,
don't waste every trial that comes upon you.
不要浪费每一个带来改变的损失的转捩点,
don't lose the turning points that causes you to lose things.
事实上，神是用这个试验来烧毁了那些没有根基、没有永恒价值的建筑。
God is using these instances to burn away things that are useless in your life.
好让耶稣基督成为我们唯一的盼望。
So therefore, Jesus will remain your only hope.
是唯一的去依靠。
The only person you can trust.
神拥有的，他会以他自己来代替。
And all that you used to have, he will replace with himself.
每一次的打击都是为了我们的真利益。
Every struggle is for your benefit.
为了要装备我们，去荣耀，为主所用，去荣耀主的名。
To equip you to glorify God.
突然间我们会唱一首诗歌，神的路。
And soon as we end with a song that will sing the good way, God's way,
神的路我们不明白,
we don't know God's way,
但我们能够相信信靠祂,
but we can trust in God.
我们一同来起立,
let us all rise as we sing this song.